VanEck calls a Bitcoin bottom as all 12 capitulation signals. FIRE VanEck's head of digital assets research, Matthew Seigel, described Strategy's recent Bitcoin selling as a newspaper headline bottom, saying it lined up with all 12 of the firm's capitulation signals firing at the same time. The remark shared through CoinMarketCap on August 27, 2026, points to a rare condition. Every gauge VanEck tracks for washout selling hit its extreme reading in the same window. As of August 27, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $78,848, down 0.2% on the day, but up about 14.2% over the prior 7 days. The timing matters. Siegel's call frames the moment Strategy began trimming its holdings as the low, and the price action since then has moved against the sellers. The newspaper headline bottom idea, a newspaper headline bottom, is shorthand for a market low that coincides with peak pessimism becoming mainstream. When a company as closely watched as Strategy, long the largest corporate Bitcoin holder, is reported to be selling, that headline itself signals that weak hands have already been flushed. The logic is contrarian. By the time the most committed buyer is trimming and the story reaches front pages, the sellers who are going to sell largely have. Siegel is not describing a single indicator. He is describing 12 of them agreeing. VanEck maintains a set of capitulation gauges that track forced selling, funding stress, realized losses, and momentum breakdowns. Individually, anyone firing is noise. All 12 firing together is the part he flagged as unusual. Strategy sale as the trigger. Strategy spent years as the reference point for corporate Bitcoin conviction, accumulating through drawdowns that shook out other treasuries. A report that it was selling carries weight precisely because the firm rarely does. For a capitulation framework, that behavior is a data point, not just a headline. When the holder with the highest pain tolerance starts reducing, the marginal seller pool is close to exhausted. That is the mechanism behind Siegel's read. The signal is not that Strategy is bearish. The signal is that the selling washed through the last cohort likely to panic, which historically clusters near lows rather than tops. The rebound so far, price has followed the thesis in the short term. Bitcoin's roughly 14% weekly gain puts it back near $78,800 after the reported low, and the broader market has moved with it. Ether sits around $2,495, up 11.4% on the week. Solana is near $101.51, up 20.4% over 7 days. XRP has climbed about 29% in the same stretch. One caution sits inside that recovery. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 80, or extreme greed, as of August 27, 2026. Capitulation calls work best when sentiment is buried. A greed reading this high, so soon after a claimed bottom, means the easy fear-driven bounce may already be priced in. Siegel's framework identifies where selling exhausted. It does not promise how far the recovery runs. Sentiment swinging from washout to greed in a matter of days is the kind of move that has preceded sharp pullbacks before, a pattern worth watching rather than dismissing. Reading a capitulation call? Without overreading it, signal-based bottom calls are backward-looking by construction. They confirm that a specific type of selling has ended, which is useful, but they are not price targets. Siegel's own language, newspaper headline bottom, is a description of conditions, not a forecast of the next leg. 12 signals firing tells you the flush happened, does not tell you whether the next catalyst pushes Bitcoin higher or whether a fresh shock resets the count. For anyone holding crypto through the swing, the practical takeaway is narrower than the headline. A confirmed washout lowers the odds of another immediate forced selling cascade from the same cohort. It says nothing about macro risk, regulation, or the leverage that tends to rebuild fast when prices climb 14% in a week. This is market analysis, not financial advice, and a single research desk's model is one input among many.